You're listening to the Styling Advisory Podcast, the only show exploring the business of personal styling and how stylists are helping retailers to personalize customer experiences. We're interested in how styling leaders have built a successful business and what retailers are doing to capitalize on the styling client community. If you're a personal stylist currently avoiding doing the marketing activity on your to-do list today, schedule your tea and chat with founder and host Sarah Cohen via the website. Welcome everyone, and today we're joined by Kylie Wall, founder of Ahead of Your Curves, a disruptor in the Australian rental fashion space, making it easier for personal stylists and image consultants to source outfits for their mid to plus size clients, as the traditional retailers fail to provide high-end, beautiful collections that fit the average size woman. Welcome, Kylie.
Hello, how are you?
Very, very well. I'm really excited to speak to you. This is such a smart initiative and very timely, as we've been having a lot of discussions with people like Natalie from Embody Denim and other stylists about the lack of representation in the plus size market. So very excited to hear from you today.
Thank you.
Why don't we start with your journey and what your experiences as a customer were growing up, and therefore, you know, what the impetus for launching Ahead of Your Curves was?
Definitely. It was shit. Can I say that? It was really horrible.
Yes. Anyone that knows me knows language Good. Is a bit of an issue. So, yes.
It was really challenging. I grew up at a time, like I'm 43, so 20 odd years ago as a teenager, there was nothing around. My girlfriends would go to cool shops. I used to live, I live in Melbourne, and we used to, you know, go down to Eastland, and they'd go to Ice and all these cool places. And I'd kind of just like murk in the background and, you know, hide behind, you know, the dresses and hope no one would notice, sneak off to Myers plus size section or go to Katie's. Like, you know, like there was nothing for me. And I also grew up when everyone was kind of like, you know, black slimming, so wear black. And I've done that in my 20s and in my 30s. And that's just a new thing. Like wearing colour now is very, very new to me. And I've had to learn to get over that whole body confidence thing and such a topic that's covered so much today. But it was hard to find brands. I'd cycle the same dresses out. I'd, you know, do my hair and my makeup and accessorize. I couldn't share my friends' wardrobe. So again, it became quite expensive for me to try and find items because I couldn't go and down the street and borrow my girlfriend's dress. I'd have to always, you know, buy again. Yeah, so it wasn't great, and it wasn't great for my confidence. And I think that I missed a lot of social events because I felt like, you know, I had nothing to wear. I'd cry in the change rooms, and it sounds all a bit tragic, but that's kind of
now.
And that was kind of the reason why I started Ahead of Your Curves is a girlfriend of mine who's very fashionable, always had amazing dresses from high-end designers. And one night I said to her, look, where do you get your stuff from? Because I was kind of like, they're not cheap things. And she said that she rents them. And that gave me real hope, and I was so excited, and I kind of couldn't wait for her to leave in a nice way to go online and have a look for myself. And then sadly, I realized that that's great if you're up to a size 14, 16, but nothing's there for curves. So that's where the idea started about 3 years ago for Ahead of Your Curves, was that conversation. And it's been boiling in the background. And about 6 months ago, I thought, you know, we either do it now. I convinced my husband it was a great idea, and we started buying stock. And yeah, we launched in March this year.
So Ahead of Your Curves is obviously an online rental platform. We're familiar with some of your, I guess I wouldn't say competitors, because they simply don't stock the range. But we're familiar with a lot of the more established rental fashion sites. Something I've observed in my experience with personal stylists that are working with the average Australian or UK or American woman, we know what size they are. These women are wanting to invest not only in a personal stylist to get their style beautifully, you know, right and reflecting who they are on the inside, but they also are looking at, they want quality garments. They don't, it's not good enough to just go to, let's say, Ice, if we were, you know, sort of 20 years ago, I'm the same age as you. It's not good enough to just have the current collection graded up for same design, same pattern for a size 6 as a size 24. So I know that a lot of stylists, particularly in Australia, really struggle to source beautiful brands that are designed with the feminine form and the curve form in mind. So I know that overseas, I think there's a little bit more of an option. There are more brands. They've got a more established plus size market. So to that end, I know with Ahead of Your Curves, you've tried to make sure that you've got really beautiful brands. It's not just the kind of rudimentary, oh, yep, no, we'll stock all of the classic basics, you know, that have just extended their size range. Can you tell me a little bit about that, the product mix and how important that is for you?
Yeah, it's really important. I actually, about 6 years ago, got a personal stylist for this exact reason, changing jobs. And she also struggled to find occasional wear. Some of the basic wardrobe elements she could find, but when it came to finding me things to wear out and about is where we kind of stopped. So for me, it was important to have a blend of cost-effective options and high-end pieces. So I really wanted to have the customer in mind. Like my background is customer experience. So I always kind of try and think of the customer and what could they want. And for some people, renting, you know, when you think about going to a wedding, for example, you've got lots of things, components that make up that cost. It could be your dress, your shoes, your hair, your makeup, your handbag. There's lots of elements to that, the present. So by being able to rent a high-end piece through Ahead of Your Curves, it alleviates one of those cost factors, which we think is great. But then we've also got elements that are brands that probably don't sit in that high-end category that can be used for your everyday wear. It might be things like a baby shower, a hen's day. You want something beautiful that you might not own, you want to rent it. So it's taken a lot of time to find the brand. Some have kind of fallen in my lap, which has been wonderful. We've got some great stockers that we're working with. And it's been a lot of late night Google searches, brand searches, emailing, begging to get the story out there and get them to come on board as a stockist. And some are, you know, a stockist of ours, some aren't. We just buy full price like everybody else. But we want to try and make sure we've got that mix, because I feel like when I grew up, I didn't have the luxury of having a designer label. And there are designers out there that are doing Curve. So why can't we then have that? So that's been really important to be able to have a blend of quality as far as, you know, the cheaper, not cheaper as far as quality, but the more cost-effective rentals for, you know, $45, $50 for one day, for that 4-day window you have it for, say, a $50 dress, to the higher end. We've got $1,000 dresses that you might rent for, say, $150. So we've got that blend of luxury in our, and we're just trying to find the brands that want to work with us and have the same mission that we have as far as being able to have Curve women access their clothes and share their brand, because there's also that lack of awareness in the Curve market, A, to renting, but also that people are doing really great things to extend their ranges. We just don't know about it so much.
Absolutely. And that's a conversation we had with Natalie Wakeling from Embody, that the issue is that the media, let's say broadly speaking, aren't calling in these brands. Therefore, the brand awareness is low and it's very costly, as you all know, as small business owners, you know, looking to scale. It is expensive to cut through and reach new audiences. So there's a challenge there. And if we think about the rental platform for a moment, one of the challenges, I think, when it comes to stylists working with customers and doing either an online shop or a pre-select for, you know, a rental platform like Ahead of Your Curves is fit. And something that I really, really was very impressed with when I discovered your website is the fact that your e-com imagery, everything has been reshot on beautiful Curve models, because that's the other stupid kind of mistake in the industry, to be like, yeah, the message is that we've done extended size ranges. Just look at this emaciated size 6 woman and imagine it 10 sizes larger. It's the dumbest thing.
So frustrating. And that was really like, when we started the brand, it was part of the DNA. It was one of the most, and it's common sense. As you said, like, it's logical. We've got money. We've got money. We want you to spend it.
Yes.
So it was really important for me to find these incredible women to shoot the content with. Naive being a startup, understanding the cost of a photo shoot. So that's all. That's all aspirational for us. We've only been in play for a few months and we want to be able to have multiple bodies on our website, not just, you know, one, you know, Simone's our 24 model. I want to have multiple Simones, a size 24, but small, short, big bust, no bust, bum, like all of the body shapes. That's the dream. And we really, really hoped as we scale to be able to bring that in. But for me, it was I'm really passionate about my brand. I get very emotional when I speak about it because I've lived this nightmare of not being able to find beautiful things to wear and missed opportunities in life because of it, which sucks. And I wanted to be able to have people like really believe it's authentic because it comes from a place of wanting to help. And being able to have a Simone at a 24 or Shauna at an 18 or me as an 18, and see that, yes, these clothes look great. This is how we're styling them. And we're doing so much more as we grow with our content and our models that are coming through. But it was really, really important that we weren't going to just we've had access to some stock images from brands, which is great, but we say no to ones that have a straight model in them because, again, it defeats the purpose. So, yeah, it's really important on our social channels and on our website to ensure that we've got the curve woman represented, and that's always going to be the case. And then we hope as we grow that we can also grow our sizing. So for me, it doesn't stop at a 24. I need to also ensure that those brands have the right dresses and the right pieces that we can give those customers a great experience as well. I don't just want to get, you know, as we said before, a not a great quality piece for a size 26. So we are still working to put it out as well.
It's fabulous. And I think also an area that it helps having the e-com imagery be updated to reflect the diversity of the body shapes. When an image consultant is potentially putting together a lookbook or a mood board of outfits or potential shopping, a potential shopping list, and they're using all of these great new tech platforms that are available to stylists now, which is great, but they're still stuck using the straight size model, so a size 6 to 8 sample size model e-com imagery of the brands. So if you can imagine, if the average customer, if the average personal styling client is a size 14 to 16, and as an image consultant, you're trying to put together a beautiful visual mood board, which that's your job, and whether that's to have for them to be as a reference for their outfits or whether that's a shopping list of these are the things I'm now going to go and purchase on your behalf or with you, there's a disconnect, and it's very uninspiring and dare I say offensive to be like, great. So again, the mood board is just of size 6 women. So that's another element. That's another part of the journey that is forgotten, and its impact is huge.
Oh, it's huge. And like I said, like my whole life has been, I don't say this in a bad way, but I was a pretty fat girl. I lived in the Philippines for 4 years for a previous job, and it was constantly drawn to me, you're so pretty, why are you so fat? That's what we like constantly said. And it's funny, over the last few years, I've gotten a lot more confident with my body. After having my son, I kind of, as a lot of women do, you kind of just go, well, it's moving a lot more now than it was. You kind of just got to embrace it.
It's been ravaged, but it's grown life. So.
And only recently with Ahead of Your Curves have I, like I said before, have I started wearing colour. But like back then, it damaged my confidence. Like I'd be scared to go into stores. I'd get that look of, you know that I know that you know that I don't fit this stuff. Like it was, it's not a great experience. And it just sucks that it all boils down to your body shape. That so much of our confidence in our life and our daily, you know, daily life is you know, impacted by does something fit me or does it not fit me? And we just seem to be so isolated. And that's, yes, yeah, so that's why I really wanted to have an authentic brand that had the right bodies in it. And I try, you know, I try and get the pieces that we get from our stockers up very quickly so our customers can rent them. So there is definitely shots of me in dresses. It's just at my home just to get them up. And as we grow and as we obviously invest in the business, we'll continue to bring up those brands and those sizes. So, yeah.
And you're right with colour. I think that every stylist listening would agree that most of their clients hide in black, and that's, you know, we're all hiding. And to bring in colour, as we know from psychology of colour, it really does enhance your mood. It makes you feel fantastic. It's fun, and it really shouldn't be limited either. So I guess that's the other challenge I love. Yeah. You're obviously focusing on stocking collections. I think you said that you're stocking an exclusive online colourway through Embody with the bodysuit. Is that right?
We're so excited. Nat's going to die when she sees this, but I, when I first started Ahead of Your Curves, I said to all my girlfriends, if Natalie from Embody knows our brand, I've made it. I don't care if I don't sell a thing, because I grew up with a girl crush on Nat from her modeling days, because I was, again, one of the only women that had curves, right? And so I want to get Embody women on the books. I love Nat to know about us. She's such a voice in the industry. And I was in a meeting one day at my work, my pay job, and my phone rang. And I'm like, oh, hi, it's Kylie. And this woman said, oh, hi, Kylie, it's Nat from Embody Woman. And I screamed. I was like, hello. Hello, I've made it. So I was so excited. And so, I felt so privileged that, you know, that she has believed in our brand. And she loves what we're doing, and she's wanting to stock her things through our, you know, through customers to rent. So we're doing an exclusive color for winter for our customers. They can rent one of her beautiful jumpsuits. So it's really exciting. And I feel privileged to be able to have that on our store. Like, again, it just resonates that the fact that this is a great concept and customers are deserving of it. And we've got industry leaders that want to be a part of it. So it's really cool.
Oh, congratulations. And Nat is such a fabulous woman. And again, as are you. It's lovely to hear this sort of community that's slowly building momentum despite the biggest roadblocks of all time that are seemingly insurmountable. But I'm really excited for that. And something you mentioned a little while ago, which I wanted to clarify, you mentioned that there's a size bias in the fashion market. I thought you might, can you just explain that to us?
Yeah. And I think, look, you just have to look around to see that the curve is not really represented. And if it is represented, it's in little small little pockets of moments of time. Like I think even Nat was talking about with you, like you might get to Fashion Week, there might be a spread on a curve and it's such a big thing. It's like, well, you know, 60%+ of women are size 14 plus in Australia. Like we're not unicorns, it's our bodies, right?
It's not the minority.
Yeah, please. What was really exciting for me, but also in the same breath disappointing, was when I started to see Australian brands come out to say that they've got extended ranges. And I was like, oh my God. I remember I was in bed at the time on my phone going, oh my God, I've just seen on Instagram, we've got some brands that are doing curve. Awesome. Like that's the best thing ever. And in the same breath, I read, oh, but it's online only. And I sat there and I was really like pissed off. And my husband goes, why are you, this is good. Yeah. I said, yeah, in one breath it is. But in the second breath is these guys have shop fronts, and it might sound funny coming from an online brand saying this, but I don't have a shop front to put clothes into. But I was like, well, if I had a shop front, it would be full. And these guys have shop fronts and they're choosing to take our money, but only have us shop online where we can't be seen. Do they not want us in their store? And that's how it feels. And that may not be the case, but it's how it feels that we don't want you in our store, but we'll take your cash. And that really pissed me off. So, yeah.
It's a strange thing. So there's different strategies for brands, but sometimes it's to, you know, test the stock, you know, like we have it online because obviously there's a finite amount of square footage in a physical store and you need to guarantee your sales per square footage, which then makes no sense because if you just opened your eyes in a shopping center, you'd see we're all walking around and what our size is. So you could almost guarantee that we'd be buying these garments. But that is a really interesting point. Not dissimilar to the concept of greenwashing. A brand will say, oh, yes, we're size inclusive, but we've hidden it so far on the interwebs that it's sort of like a secretive purchase rather than being
if you tick the box, we've done a process. It's you know, people are talking about it. We can say we're doing it, but we don't want to overly advertise that we are.
Yeah.
And it's challenging. So I think that for me was like a moment where I was like, yep, like we're getting there, but we're not. We're getting there in pockets, but we're not. And look, it should be celebrated. Like there's definitely, I don't want to offend anyone. Like we should celebrate the fact that brands are doing inclusive sizing differently. But yeah, I was taken aback in that moment to say I'm excited, but I'm also a little bit disappointed that we just still haven't used that opportunity to get them in store and have the mannequins have the dresses on them and really make a big deal out of it because it should be.
Yeah. Even the mannequins, I remember when I was working with BGM Models, which is Australia's first curvy modeling agency, and Darianne Donnelly, who founded the agency, pointed out that the mannequins, the early plus size mannequin, was so comically masculine and unattractive that even that tiny touch point was as well. It was ill conceived. It was uninspiring. The placement of those mannequins, the placement of the curvy ranges within the footprint of of the shopping centres, like
in the dungeons.
Yeah, there's a lot of subconscious kind of messaging going on that's still really offensive and outdated. But moving on to more positive things, I wanted to ask you, how can personal stylists and image consultants work with Ahead of Your Curves to help their clients?
Yeah, really good question. I think that like when I did my styling session, I kind of worked through a brief of what I was looking for. And I think the really good opportunity for stylists to work with AOIC is to understand the brief of their customer and know what's the everyday kind of pieces they're looking for, but also what are the types of things that they may want that's you know, for special occasions, and use this as a reference point. So, you know, come onto a website, have a look at our pieces, you know, your, you know, the obviously the colouring of your customer and what pieces will look good on them and the sizes and measurements, but also work with them with their budget. So if they have two weddings coming up this year, that's where we could have the conversation around what pieces could work in that space. And I think it's also a really good tool for brands that may not be accessible in Australia that we're bringing in. So Never Fully Dressed is a dress I'm actually wearing now. It's from in the UK. There's a little bit of stockage in Australia, but not a lot, but we stock them. We got the big shipment the other day. So things like that, where it might be a try on of a new brand that you may not have a lot of experience with, or your customer may not, they can try that, see the fit, and then, you know, go ahead and buy that from either retailer or through us. We also do buying on our side. So most of our items are 95% are renting, but then we also sell our stock off through buying. So it's a great way to get a discounted high-end piece that you know fits you when it's up for sale on our site. So,
oh, that's really smart. So now I'm thinking that I guess because one of the important roles of a stylist is to become a repository of brands and sizing and fit information to share with the client. And I guess jumping on your website first and foremost gives a really great overview of the stock available in the country, which is great. And then, as you say, being able to then source those garments, because again, sourcing is another big challenge. Mm-hmm. Would you be open then to image experts almost sort of collaborating with you and saying, okay, look, I've got these clients, these are the brands they love, and sort of almost using that information to help your buying?
100%. Because for me, like, the reason why I did an AOIC from a 14 plus, as I said before, it's because that's what I know, it's my body. But that's my body. My body is not everyone else's body, as we know. So having access to, you know, information and, you know, trends and all those things is going to help us understand what other brands customers want. We get a lot of feedback through our customers, but again, they don't know what they don't know. So when we don't know what brands are doing certain things, so we would love to have a community where we've got women that have access to stylists, that have access to color, you know, to do their colors. So that's the plan. We've got some membership things on the back, like we're in the, you know, pipeline that we're building out, but 100% we want to be able to have a community. And that's the whole purpose of AOIC, is around community. It's around content. We're bringing some content stuff out later this month. And just to have a fun, like, we should be having fun with fashion, trying things. It shouldn't be this upsetting, traumatic experience when, you know, like our childhood was. This should be a fun thing. And so we would absolutely love if stylists came to us and said, we want to work with you. That would be our dream. That's definitely what we're hoping to do.
Oh, that's fantastic, because I know already a handful of stylists in Australia that I will text now.
Awesome.
Who desperately need a platform like this, but a partner like this to be able to genuinely shift the needle when it comes to the plus size retail landscape in Australia. It's so embarrassingly slow and for no reason anymore.
Yeah, it's disappointing. And we've got, like I said, we've got some great Australian brands, we've got some great UK, US. We've got a Trelise Cooper's range, and we've done two buys with Trelise Cooper.
An Alame, I saw an Arge, like beautiful. Yep. I love the fact that also it's these beautiful brands, but you're making sure that the customer experience online is as luxe and as customized and positive as possible, which is a stark difference compared to the in-store experience currently.
Thank you. And we've done a lot of work on our website. I'm now an IT developer. Who would have thought it? we think that the customer flow is really easy. We think that, you know, you can search by size, occasion, color, brand. You find the dress you want. You pick the dates you want. We express post it to you. You wear it. You return it in a, you know, express post bag. We do the laundering. Like, it's really simple and joyful. There's little goodies in your bag. We've tried to make it as fun as it can be, because that's what fashion should be, as I said before. It should be a fun experience. So I think that our platform's doing really well. We've had really good customer feedback on the journey. Now we just want all the brands to come to us and inundate us with fashion, because we can't wait to get it out to our customers.
Well, I'm going to help you do that, because I just believe so wholeheartedly in your mission and your brand. Kylie, thank you so much for your time today. That was fantastic.
No worries. Thank you so much. Bye.
See you soon. You've been listening to the Styling Advisory Podcast with Sarah Cohen. If you're enjoying the vibe, you can join our community of styling experts at The Styling Advisory on Instagram and Facebook. And you can watch these interviews on our YouTube channel, Styling Advisory TV. Please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to our show so Sarah can spend more time on the mic.